Heath Connors, Davcon, ran a courageous third in the Hobart Cup, progressing to the Launceston Cup now.
Yes, we're going to head over tomorrow morning, Monday morning. We're going to jump on the ferry and head back over. He's done very well. We got him back here to Melbourne, only for the reason being he has been doing really exceptionally well here in Geelong since I moved here 2 months ago. And I just wanted to try to get back to his surroundings as quick as we can.
Now, this horse was a $25,000 purchase as the Magic Millions Premier Yearling Sale. He's done pretty well, almost $400,000 in the coffers now.
Yeah, he's been pretty good, the little horse. Like he won a race as a two-year-old, and then he ran fourth in the Caulfield Guineas behind Weekend Hustler, second in the Stud Stakes. He got better nose, and you know, every year he's pretty much come back and just done something. And you know, he's not a top class horse, but he's a horse that's always been thereabouts, and he's always put in. And we've had a few little issues with him. We've had feet problems in the past, but he's a courageous little horse, and he's a real goer, and you know, it just makes it a little bit easier to be able to train him, knowing that the horses want to put in every time.
Now, his Hobart Cup run was very good. He finished third, but very close to the winner. Since that run, is there any improvement there, or he just is going to naturally progress and be better at the 2400 of the Launceston Cup?
I think the 24 would be naturally better, and the run the other day, I think it was actually he needs a bit of give in the track, and that track, by the time we raced the other day, it was fairly firm, and I probably didn't expect him to go that good when we got there. I thought, we'll probably run, you know, fifth or sixth and doing our best, but I didn't think we would be running that well and getting beat only about a length and a quarter. So I thought on that track was really good, and if we can get a bit of rain for the Launceston Cup, I think the horse is right in the money.
Well, the rain is expected to come, and it's expected to be a dead four or a dead five track, so that should play into his favour.
Well, it is. You know, the closer it is to a slow track, I think it suits us, and if we happen to get a slow track, I think it would be ideal.
All right, Heath. Well, you've made the move. Whereabouts were you based before moving to Geelong?
We've been at Caulfield for 12 years, and we've moved down to Geelong. We've been here a couple of months now, and the horses have been going very well, and we've probably had about four or five group placings since we've been here in the last two or three months.
How many horses do you have on the books?
We usually have about 40 on the books, and usually have about 16 in the stables all the time. And I'm very happy with the move. The horses have thrived, and you know, Geelong, it's a beautiful setting. It's a lovely rural setting, and you've only got the paddocks are only some 10 minutes away, and we've got the beach facilities and everything like that. It's a great area.
Well, you've been a reasonably frequent visitor to Tasmania. You had a big win here in the Bow Mistress, the Fillies and Mares race.
Yes, we did, and strange enough, that's Davcon's sister.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
there's a little bit of family there, but one over 1,200, and then we want the other one to win over 24.
All right, mate. Well, listen, when are you coming over with the horse?
I'm leaving Monday morning, so we'll be there Monday evening.
When will you be in the state?
We'll be at Devonport.
Okay, all right, mate. Well, look, all the best with Davcon on Wednesday, and may the best horse salute, and it sounds to me like you're looking forward to him and getting over the 2400.
Most definitely, mate. I'll be at the sales on Tuesday, so I hope to see you there.
Good on you. Thanks, Heath.
Thanks, mate.